Epilogue. Go forward in faith. Forward in faith, watching, waiting, and praying, Christ said. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. He knew that when the Holy Spirit should be poured out on the disciples, the harvest of his seed sowing would be reaped. Thousands would be converted in a day. To us, as surely as to the disciples of that time, Christ speaks these words. Time is passing, and the Lord calls upon the workers in all lines of his work to lift up their eyes and behold the fields all ripe for the harvest. Our workers laboring in cities should read carefully the 10th and 11th chapters of Hebrews and appropriate to themselves the instruction that this scripture contains. The 11th chapter is a record of the experiences of the faithful. Those who undertake to work for God in our cities must go forward in faith, doing their very best. As they watch and work and pray, God will hear and answer their petitions. They will obtain an experience that will be invaluable to them in their after work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.